Hello.
Hello.
Patrons. How are you, Bulge?
Oh, I was all right till you turned up.
This is my house. You turned up.
No, I was here first.
Yeah, miserable as fuck.
Yeah.
And then chipper when I left.
Yeah.
And then miserable when I came back.
Yeah.
But hang on a minute. How do I know that you were chipper when I wasn't here? There would have to be a third person to tell me
that
your mood...
No, you had extra perception of something.
Or you've broken the third wall.
Ho!
Hey!
Ho!
Hello! Good, this is a good start. You can tell we sound checked.
Well, we've removed our dust shields.
Pop shields.
Mold shields. Well, I can already hear a lot of... into the mic, so we might have to just get diseased, I think.
We're three wheezy fat fucks, that's why.
Yeah, well, two and a half. Yeah, let's put them back on and just die.
Okay, good.
Just don't kiss it, just talk into it normally.
I mean, the good thing is that the pop shields, or the microphones in general, are our own.
Oh, what?
Our own.
Oh, right.
It's always, the same.
It's always the same.
So
what you're saying is we're cultivating our own mold spores.
It's just our saliva, isn't it?
Bulge, putting a torch on it isn't going to help anything. It's going to make you more...
If it was a UV light...
Can't.
An ultra bright one, then it would potentially...
I should be slightly worried.
This table would have bodily fluids on it.
Yeah.
Probably the ceiling.
I used to worry when I was working in the club. I used to worry that when the UVs come on,
or at 50 cents,
I was either going to have like a really white nose, or like my mouth
around your mouth,
poontang juice around your face,
or like
other
men's jizz,
yeah,
or like you know when you kind of pick up a pair of trousers and go. Yeah, they look alright. Or a pair of, shirt or whatever. Yeah, it looks alright.
Or a pair of Spider-Man underoos.
Shit.
Does UV light pick up brown or...
It's like a goose has been wearing these.
Very large goose. Sort of like a cross between like a rhino and a goose. Lordy.
A capybara.
Oh, I love capybaras. I saw one for the first time a few months ago.
You're more of a fucking tapir, I think.
Yeah.
Got a weird nose.
Yeah. Tapir, yeah, that's what I was actually thinking of.
Oh,
yeah, the fugly one.
Soz.
The one with the really active hoop.
No, it's only because tapirs poo in their own... That's how they... That's,
car?
Yeah, literally. That's
van?
That's how they basically ring off their territory, isn't it? Shit all the way around the pond and then
car
shit
must
in.
Car own so many things. Own.
Yeah, your car.
Yeah.
The van.
The van. No,
tank.
Not the car yet. Definitely the van, as we know.
Yeah.
This table that nearly broke your ankle once, apparently.
It did nearly break. Well, you were there.
I think I caused it.
You
just
did.
Get on with it.
I was very unsympathetic.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly.
Yeah. Shocking.
Anyway. John is back.
John is back.
For the first time in a while. We did have with Benny for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Benny was like, nah.
Benny
I'm
was like,
good.
Not for me.
Yeah, no. So it was just me and Bulge last time, and things got out of hand. Bulge was racist, as we remember.
I think one of us was
anyways,
racist,
let's move on.
I think it was the ginger one.
I think if anything, we should be moving on up.
Yeah, we should be. You in person. So, Patreon stuff.
Me?
Yeah. Well, this will be... All right there?
Yeah, there's so much condensation.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was chilly.
Chilly. So this will be our last episode before...
Ever.
Yes. Terribly sorry to announce it like this.
I'm not.
Much like when Bulge... Much like when Bulge... You know, gently told the audience, "I've got the diabetes." Hello and welcome to Noel's Got the Beatus. As if I remember, that's how it went.
I thought it was a diabetes podcast.
Well, 2/3 of it is.
Well, yeah.
When was the last time your blood sugar and were checked?
This year, in 2025.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
What were they? Not beatus, I'm guessing. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Annoying. My obs are always very good. I'm just rotund.
Yeah, but so am I. And my, what do you call them?
Obs.
Obviously. My obs are, well, all great, actually, for a fat fucker. But,
yeah, my
but
blood,
beat us.
Blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, all of mine's fine.
Blood sugar.
Not fine. Nearly fine, but still not fine.
Penis to ball ratio is not great.
Yeah,
but if you do it the other way round, ball to penis ratio,
through
very
the roof,
good.
Through the roof. Well done, Mr. Young. Gert set a bollocks on me.
You look like a space hopper.
So do your balls.
Randy Marsh on that episode of South Park.
Do you find you're brave with your big balls? You say you're brave?
No, not really.
Are you brave?
I mean, it depends. It depends what it's...
That means I'm brave.
What do you class as bravery?
Stupidity. It's a fine line, isn't it?
Well, there is, yeah.
We did compare his nuts to a can of Coke once. And his nuts were bigger.
Than a 2-litre bottle of Coke? Oh, lordy. Do you remember actually 3-litre bottles of Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diabetes!
Fucking flat as fuck in a day.
Yeah.
Great, and I've got to drink the rest of this 2.75 litres of
nothing.
Yeah, now
I've got to drink the, I don't know, 200 grams of sugar all at once.
So, is our last episode before Christmas, so...
It's Christmas.
Merry Chrysler. Deck the... What is it?
Balls.
That's it. I did think it was balls. Balls went to come out morning.
No, they're balls.
Balls.
Balls. Balls.
So deck the halls with balls of holly. Tra-la. Is it balls of holly? Am I just getting obsessed with balls right now?
Yeah, I don't think it's balls.
What is it then?
I think it's...
Bells?
Bows.
Bows?
Bows?
Well, like bowls. Like being a miserable owl. Miserable bowls.
Let's have a...
Googling.
Google. Bring that up, Terry. No. What's
Terry,
it called?
Lord, no, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Put it in Google.
Oh, if we get a soundboard, that's being added.
Yeah. B-O-U-G-H-S.
Bowls.
Bowls.
Bowls. Look at the owl. Look at the owl bowls on it.
What is a...
Bowl.
Bow. What is
front
a bow?
Front of a ship, isn't it?
Large branches from the holly plant, traditionally used in winter decorations, symbolising protection, good luck, eternal life and rebirth.
Eternal life and rebirth? Mm. How does that work?
Well...
Only the Lord knows.
Religion.
Blessing again, and may the Lord be good to you. Oh, well, but anyway, deck the halls of whatever that is.
Yeah.
Deck the balls with halls of holly.
Bolly. She is. Bollywood.
Bollywoods.
Anyway, let's move on.
Before that, I was racist again.
How am I the token racist? Pee-pee. You are. Well, here's a question for you then.
No.
Tinsel.
Oh.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
Bulge. You're stuck in 1995, so you probably like a bit of tinsel,
don't
you?
I bet he likes the big, thick motherfuckers.
Tinsel or... anyway.
Tinsel or women. I like my tinsel like I like my women.
No.
Hanging from a tree.
No. Hanging from the ceiling.
Fantastic.
Oh, fucking hell.
Fantastic. Across the dash of my car. What do you mean?
Oh, on the Lord. Front of a Scania.
Oh, my good God. Let's just end it there. I'm not going to beat that, are we? Today's episode is only 8 minutes long. That's why. Oh. We peaked far too early. Anyway, 1995.
I don't mind tinsel in a room, but not shitloads of it.
The reason I ask is because
and
tinsel
preferably
was...
on a tree. Not hanging from a tree. That's for the prostitutes you collect over the year.
I thought that was for that band.
Hmm?
The band you mentioned last weekend. Or last week.
What band?
Well, you know, hanging from a tree. Women lynching. thought that was solely reserved for the M people.
Oh, them.
The who?
That band. The moving on uppers.
Did you call me?
So, the reason I ask
you
is...
You pronounce that properly, John. How's it pronounced?
Moving on up.
Just Burger King crown. Anyway. So, the reason...
Say it.
Get that.
Something about a plane. I don't really understand. Anyway, the reason I ask is tinsel's been out... Off the cards for the last, like, 5 years.
Has it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
It's a real... Oh, tinsel. And I've stuck with it, because tinsel means Christmas to me. And I started to realise... Well, basically, I'd done the tree. And to be fair...
Did the tree consent to that?
Bamp. So basically, I was doing a couple other bits of thing. I had to get it out of the attic, all this fuck around. By the time I'd set all the tree up, I was like, I cannot be bothered to fucking decorate this thing right now. And I thought, it looks relatively festive in here. So I stuck some baubles on, put the lights on, the rest of it. And then I took a step back and I was like, I don't think I need tinsel. Because up until this year, a Christmas tree just looks bare as hell without any tinsel on it, as it would do.
Yeah.
In the same way a burger looks bare, without a bun on it. It just seemed a bit, what's going on here?
Yeah, meat biscuit.
Yeah, I had a meat biscuit for a tree. So I was a bit like, ugh. But this year, I don't know why. I was like, do you know what? Fuck tinsel. I'm with everyone else. Tinsel's out.
Yeah.
But you're a flat no on the tinsel.
The problem I've always had with tinsel is
tacky.
Yeah, and my mum fucking loved it.
Oh, really?
And she'd get the tinsel with fucking two colours, like an actual partition of colour in it. Right. So it was white on the top and purple on the bottom.
Oh, lordy.
And it's not like tinsel was reserved for the tree. Don't get me wrong, I've been to many a person's house and they've got tinsel on the Christmas tree. And yep. I always think it looks really nice. But with my mum, it was like, well, I mean, it's December, so that means we have to make it look like there's been a glitter explosion in the house in every room possible. There's no tinsel around the toilet. Better put some on there.
Wow, John, you stood still for too long.
Yeah.
Covered in tinsel.
Yeah.
Tinsel hair, tinsel teeth.
Yeah.
Anything about Bodge? Do you want to pause?
I mean...
You look concerned.
I think there's a police car parked in front of my house.
What have you... they caught you doing 90!
Yeah, but they're in the wrong place. I'm here, not there.
Get on the ring doorbell. What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Oh, fuck it. It's not an ambulance, so that's fine. I'll keep with that.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I probably prefer to see an ambulance at the front of my place. My driving licence. Lord.
Terry.
Lord, Terry. So... I don't mind. I'll put tinsel around like the, what's it called, the banister of the stairs, like at the bottom, loop it through, and a bit of this and a bit of that. I always just like putting tinsel in the work van on the dash.
Oh no.
Better that than lights though. If we put lights on there, I'm like, technically illegal and all this shit, but
depends what colour they are, but yeah.
Yeah, they do. But then they reflect off the fucking windscreen at night.
Yeah.
And they don't work during the day, so who's winning it? No one.
Do you know, I made it's obviously not the same, but I made a fatal mistake when I was about 14. I went to an off-roading event with one of my trucks.
Yeah.
And when I got to said event, it was very, very dense woodland growth.
Yeah.
And it was going on until like 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to get dark. And I was like... I'm going to lose my lights here, definitely, because it was a frame kind of truck. It was just scaffolding bars, basically. So I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll fucking flip them over and I'll have them on the inside. And I had a mesh in as a windscreen.
Yeah.
And me being 14 had no idea what would happen. When it got dark and I turned those two massive lights on and all it did was lit up the grate and I couldn't see past it. I couldn't ask, fuck, should have left the lights on and just... Because obviously, in hindsight, I realise now, I probably wouldn't have lost the lights. They would have just fallen backwards and been pointing at the sky and I could have stopped briefly and pushed them forwards. Yeah, pushed them forwards and had some idea of where I was going. And instead I had to cut the day short as such because I turned the lights on and went,
I've just illuminated me.
Yeah, my eyes is what I've done.
Everyone can see me really well.
Yeah.
It is going related. Like this.
John's had to retire. Why? I blinded himself.
Cataracts. Yeah. Early onset cataracts.
Good archive. He's a welder by trade, isn't he? No. He just had some lights on his truck. Sorry.
Yeah, but no, tinsel...
Tinsel's a no for you.
Not for me, nah.
I tell you what I might do, because I don't really have a nice base. I've got one of the... Well, like, it's a fake tree. Are you... there's a question. Fake tree, real tree?
Yeah, fake tree.
I'm surprised.
Why?
Well, I guess I thought you might have liked a real one.
Yeah.
Bulge? Stop worrying about the old build come to a rescue for doing 90 everywhere with 18 remaps.
And no limiter.
Yeah.
Is it the old Bill? Are they approaching your home?
Oh no, one of the carers has turned up at exactly the same time.
They pulled a carer over.
Probably. Anyway, what was the question?
Fake tree or real tree?
Damn.
Ordinarily, I'd say fake tree, but Beth decided to get a real one this year.
So you've gone with a real one then?
It was fine, except for matey said to us, if you get this one, it doesn't drop that many needles, and it smells nice. So after a day, it doesn't smell anymore.
Yeah, and there's needles everywhere.
And there's needles everywhere.
She does live in Somerset, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Not those kind of needles.
No. Not the ones you find in Clumpton, no.
No, you don't, no.
No.
I don't know what they are.
They're in Clumpton.
Are they really?
15.
12, actually, motherfucker. I mean, 15. I mean, it's like a crack dead Nile. Cheers, John.
Is that a carpet or dog hair?
Oh, I don't bring him up. What do you ever do to you? You're fucking smashing the balls every time.
Literally, literally smash
every
me in the
time
bollocks.
You move.
Hi,
that's just a boff. Oh,
oh,
you moved
nice
again.
See you bang. Oh, you bastard.
Hope you enjoyed the toilet. Boff. Anyway.
I'm a lap dog. No, you're not.
No, you're about 4 stone too heavy to be a lap dog, mate. Get off.
I'm a 35 kilo lap dog. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks, very,
Blade.
Very pointy elbows.
Yeah.
Just walks up. What's on then? Anyway, enough about my sad demise dog. When I was a kid, we had a real tree. All the time.
That's because your dad nicked it from up the woods.
Probably, yeah.
Dad's off the top of someone's fucking
Dad's
tree.
Off with the chainsaw again. And
Ookie one, he bought down the pub.
Oh, how dodgy do you want to paint my dad to be? A stolen tree, used a hooky chainsaw, probably got it in a stolen car on crack.
Am I wrong?
Oh, no.
Apart from the crack bit.
The crack bit is probably wrong.
the rest of it,
putting needles under the tree.
Merry Christmas, Nolan. It's a needle again.
Putting needles into the junkie outside.
So but as far as I was concerned, like, as a kid, I just thought, well, everyone has a real tree. And, why would you get a fake one? And then we did get a fake one because it was just like, my dad was like, it's just easier, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then we just had a fake tree for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
And then when I was old enough to move out and get my own place, I went out and bought a fake tree.
Yeah.
See, but he's got a real one now and has done for quite a few years. They're fucking dear, mind.
I was shocked at how much they were.
Well, I thought...
So I was like...
I remember...
We were both like...
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of committed now. We can't go, fuck that.
Yeah, you do look a bit muggy when you do that.
Mate, he's walked you around the trees and gone this one and shown you all the trees and all that. And then they go, yeah, that's an amount of money. And you go, yeah, that's fine.
I do seem to remember not too long ago hearing about the price of a real tree and go, do you know, that's not bad. Like, all right, you've got to buy one every year, but that's not bad in comparison to what a fake one will cost you. Okay, you can reuse a fake one, blah, blah, whatever. But my old man's got a fairly decent sized one, bordering on a large one, £90.
Yeah.
I was like, £90? You can buy a fake tree for 30.
Yeah.
I just think...
Yeah. I bought a fake tree for 20. It's got its own lights and everything. You plug the fucker in and it goes.
The thing is, it's like, if a real tree was £30, but a fake one was 90, you'd go, well, over the years, on the fourth year... I'm in the green, and
yeah,
I'm in the
pine. I got a tree for free.
I'm in the pine green. You know what I'm saying? See what I did there? So you think, oh, there's more money
in
now.
In the evergreen.
But... Nice.
Yeah.
So you think, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But when a real one that you can only use once costs 3 times, 4 times, 5 times as much as a fake one, that's some commitment, mind.
And you wear your Hoover out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And potential fucking house fires.
Yeah.
Apparently,
have you got a watering base for it?
Yeah.
What's that?
For a real tree.
Yeah.
You can buy the stands, which they've got, it literally sits in a little puddle
of water.
It's like
three screws that prop it up and then you pour water in it and it, yeah.
The water goes...
Oh, that stops it drying out and catching fire.
Yeah.
Have you seen a video of one going up?
A dry one. How quickly
it's like, God, there's a little bit of a flame here, and the whole thing's engulfed.
Gone. Your house is burnt down.
Yeah. It's like, when you see these videos, the first time I saw it, I thought, is that released by the fire brigade? I was like, yeah.
It's like a chip pan fire once from the 80s.
But I was like, no accelerants were used here. And then I saw a legit fire and something, and I was like, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy, there's a fire.
Well, I'm not being funny, but one of the most common things that you see slash hear on, I don't know if you ever watch any survival type shows, you know, like Ray Mears used to do, all that sort of stuff. Well,
isn't that the fellow who used to drink his own piss?
No, Bear Grylls.
Ah, right.
Ray Mears was far more middle class than...
Ah, yes.
He was definitely... He wasn't as extreme as Bear Grylls, but...
The chunky survivor.
Yeah, that's like, right, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely go to the hotel to eat afterwards, don't you?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to be barren with you.
But if you see any of the... Especially in America, where you get these forests of pine.
Yeah.
It's like... That's one of the best things you can find is pine
tinder.
For tinder and for ever burning stuff.
Tinder?
Yeah. Grinder. you know, you get a bit of rag and soak it in some pine oil
and it'll burn
like bilio, and it'll burn for ages as well.
Talking about trees and things that come out of it and stuff and weird and I still cannot get my head around maple trees.
Well, that's where you get maple syrup.
Yeah.
What, the Canadians have forests of trees full of taps?
Yeah, they've literally got. Yeah. They've literally got like a fucking colostomy bag attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Is that piss or maple syrup? Who knows?
But again, I'd love to go to the States and see some of the fucking great redwoods.
Oh, the redwoods.
Yeah.
In California. Look at one they've carved.
Yeah, they've literally carved a route through it.
It's that big. They've carved an American car-sized hole through it to drive through.
An American person-sized. Yeah. Lordy. Well,
that's like 6.5 miles.
It's more than that.
And what amazes me, I know we're getting way off topic, but...
We don't have a topic.
No, that's true. But what amazes me with those redwoods and stuff is when you see some of the really old pictures of the tree surgeons or whatever you want to call them, and they're climbing up these fucking 100-something-meter tall trees with a rope and one little hook on each of their boots.
Yeah,
and they're swinging a fucking great saw around, climbing up it with just a rope, and you're like,
"Woo, motherfucker,
fuck."
Well,
that is balls of steel. That.
Yeah,
that is.
And they're like fucking. What's the diameter of one of those?
Oh, it's just huge. Some of them are absolutely...
How are they so big? Is it because they're really old?
I think A, they're so old, and B, it's just the type of
tree,
I guess.
Because I think, they were left for so long untouched before, obviously, we dirty Europeans went over there and started colonising stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. What's this you make? That's ours now, by the way.
Yeah.
Tea. You say, Mr.
We've
Singh.
We've been doing that for years.
That's ours now.
What do you mean? No, we've sold this to this fella who's going to come and build a ranch here.
Yeah.
And eventually Kevin Costner will live here. And he'll have arguments with your ancestors.
Yeah.
No Argentinian, this belongs to us. Yeah. A lot of that going on.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for it.
The Irish now, is it?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
Maggie O'Thatcher.
Yes.
That. I'll tell you what then, whilst we're on the subject of Christmas.
And Maggie Thatcher,
who took Christmas away from many a people. And the mines. did you know that Father Christmas, as an entity... Jesus Christ, broken everything now.
Drewed it.
As an entity, was... the complete work of Coca-Cola. Now, we all know that Father Christmas is red.
Saint Nick.
Because of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I didn't realise until the other day, excuse me, that Father Christmas as a whole, man with beard...
Sorry, you've got to say it correctly.
Santa Claus.
Father Crimmin.
It's Crimmin. Father Crimmin. Like, beard, North Pole, reindeers... Everything about him, chimneys and presents, everything about him, completely fabricated by Coca-Cola. Fabricated, you know what I mean? Solely because of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I always thought...
As a marketing exercise.
But I thought Santa Claus or Father Christmas was a thing, but then when they started to like draw him and he was on adverts and all the rest of it, it was because of Coca-Cola, and that's why he's red.
It's based on St. Nicholas.
It's based on St. Nicholas. Do you know why? Do you know the story behind it?
I remember reading it a while ago, but I can't.
Essentially, the short version is Coca-Cola sales in the summer through the roof.
Yeah.
As you can imagine. It's a cold, refreshing beverage. In the winter, on their ass.
In summer, full of cocaine.
Yes.
Can't imagine why people got hooked on that back in the day.
Weird.
Yeah.
And they realised that we need to do something to push winter sales. Just because it's a cold drink, you still drink it in winter, blah, 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 blah. So they came up with this sort of advertising campaign that involved man with beard and reindeers and North Poles and everything else going down chimneys of presents. Alban.
And midgets. Gnomes, not midgets.
Elves, you fucking clown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gnomes. Little fishing. Cutting people's lot away. Snow. One of a wheelbarrow. Anyway. Yeah, so a big marketing advertising campaign involving man with beard, North Pole, and chimneys and presents and Merry Christmas. Have a Coca-Cola while you're mad at boy. I don't know what accent that was. It was sort of very American, very British. Oh boy. And so yeah, completely down to Coca-Cola. Isn't that mad?
That is.
Absolutely mad.
I didn't realise Coca-Cola had been going on that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the fact that Coca-Cola had been going that long, it's the fact that Father Christmas hasn't been around that long, if you know what I mean. It's only been... Father Christmas is younger than Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Which is mad.
In its modern, yeah.
Well, it was Saint Nick. But he was just like the patron saint of presents or something, wasn't he?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, patron saint of chimney sweeps.
Patron.
Heaven forbid.
patron saint of addictive substances in soft drinks.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. It was based loosely on, you know, let's see what Saint Nick brings you. And that was about it. Because he was a patron saint of presents or whatever. It was tinsel. And then, yeah, completely by Coca-Cola.
There you go.
Do you want to know some more Coca-Cola-based facts?
You said go cocaine, for it.
Went down a bit of a rabbit hole. Coca-Cola is the best-selling soft drink in every single country on this planet.
Did you call me?
Except one. Would we like to hedge our bets on where Coca-Cola isn't the best-selling soft drink?
China.
Nope.
Russia.
Nope.
North Korea.
You've had three goes. Let John have a go.
Is it somewhere that we would know? It's not like 100% fucking random.
Nope.
Inner Mongolia.
Yeah, the Congo. Dude, oh no, they'd Ungo Bungo or something.
Ungo Bungo.
That's it. Ungo Bungo. That's
they make
it
in the
sell
Congo.
Coca-Cola, where would it not be popular? I'm going to go with Germany.
Nope.
Zimbabwe.
Nope. This is terrible listening. This is a complete dead
Antarctica.
Air. Nope. Who's she?
North Pole.
Somebody's auntie. Nope.
Sweden.
Nope.
Greenland.
Nope.
Iceland.
Nope.
They only drink milk in Iceland.
I'll put you out of your misery-ish. Rather close to home. And when you know why, it makes complete sense.
I'm Scotland.
Well done.
I am Brew.
Scotland.
Isn't that mad, though?
Yeah.
Archive the new
Coca-Cola around here, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, best-selling soft drink in every country on this planet, other than Scotland.
Christ hell.
And whilst we're on the subject of money and business and business people, Father Christmas being a businessman, he employed elves. I have, you know, who's your favourite celebrity? Correct, it's Elon Musk. You know he got a fucking few quid to chuck about that boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a little weird way of me explaining to you just how fucking rich he is? And I checked the numbers on this. Fact. What'd you call me? Fact. Cunt. Nope, that's not right. I said that wrong. Fact. Cunt.
Cunt.
So.
Troller.
One thing that always blows my mind. And I'm just going to Google it now. Just so people can get their head around it, is how long a million seconds is compared to a billion seconds.
Oh,
it is, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Every time I see it, I just think, that cannot be right. And then when you start to think about it in monetary value...
Yeah.
I just think, what a lard.
But the tricky bit is that in monetary, a billion is not the same as numerical billion.
Is it not?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Huh, please explain.
It is...
time is 60 seconds, money is... So time is in 60s, isn't it? Not...
Oh, that's a good point.
Not hundreds like money is. Is that right?
Is that what you're getting at, or do you mean...
No, mathematically. So, a bit... I'm trying to get this right. I think they class... I think in monetary terms, they class a billion as 999,999,999.
So there's no such money number.
Plus one.
As 1,000,000,000.
Yeah.
So 1,000,000,000 isn't a billion?
No.
But it is in... But
mathematically.
So mathematically, how many millions?
A million. Is a billion.
Is a billion.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm reasonably sure.
No, you say it like that. That's fucking obscene, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there looking at my savings account going, yeah, that's not too bad, actually. And
all then... right, get you.
Check out Mr. Savings account.
Mr. fucking real tree. God, and new at... wheels. Christ.
Look at...
I didn't fucking pay for him.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's got so much fucking money.
Can't win, can I?
No.
No, but you look at like a savings account with $3,000 in it and you'll go, well, that's pretty good going for a normal person. And then you think about the difference between that.
I don't think you're right, John.
Billion.
I'm so sorry.
I might be wrong. I thought I'd heard that there's
1,000,000,000 is a billion, no matter which way you dress it up, as far as I can tell.
Right.
Okay, back to what I said. 1,000,000, monetary value, whatever, it still blows my fucking mind. 1,000,000 seconds, okay, is 11 and a half days. 11 and a half days, 1,000,000 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
How long is 1,000,000,000 seconds? I've just seen the number and I'm like, I can't get my fucking head around it.
20 years.
11 and a half days.
11 and a half days is 1,000,000 seconds. How long is 1,000,000,000 seconds?
I'm going to go with 11 and a half months.
31.7 years.
Fuck!
Isn't that ridiculous?
Wow.
Okay, do you want to hear my ridiculous thing about how rich Elon Musk is?
Yeah,
he's got 100 of those.
I've kind of given the game away by saying about Elon Musk, okay? So, the year... I have completely ruined this by saying the Musk
thing. Isn't he worth $1 trillion or $1 trillion?
He is
now,
yeah. $1 trillion now. First trillionaire, yeah. But, yeah, it's not in his back pocket. But
it's assets, isn't it?
Which it never is. Well, it's not assets. It is assets, technically. It's shares and everything else, isn't it? So,
he's not like Scrooge McDuck with a fucking
swimming pool of coins. Gold coins. Yeah. Bullion.
So, if we arc back to, bullion. Funny enough, the year you were born. Yes, the year you were born.
Oh, 1887.
80,000 BC.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So if we go all the way back.
It's only 3 years between those, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Don't look like it. So,
you look much older.
Yeah. It is the year 80,000 BC, okay? Quite a while ago.
Yeah.
If you were to save £10,000 a day, not spend a penny of it, £10,000 a day...
And you still wouldn't have as much money as
fast forward 82,025 years, the year is now 2025, and you've saved £10,000 every single day, you still... do not have as much money as Elon Musk.
Wow.
That is, in that
that's
mad.
Obscene, isn't it? That is obscene.
Isn't that ridiculous? And it checks out. I've done all the maths. Maths, innit? Mass airflow meters. Mental.
That is...
£10,000
Laura money.
Laura money. I always used to find it fascinating. They say about Bill Gates back in the day that if he put all of his money under his mattress... And if he fell out of bed, including the, what's it called? Interest, he'd never hit the floor. Technically not how falling out of bed works. The floor doesn't just decrease the higher your bed goes. But figuratively speaking, you know, yeah, if you can put your head around that, he'd never fall, he'd never hit the floor.
Yeah. Do you remember when £10 an hour was a dream?
Yeah. Now, if you're earning £10 an hour, it would be a crime.
Yes.
It'd be illegal to employ you for that much money.
Yeah.
It's mental. I was on £5 an hour when I was 16. And that was considered, like, good.
Yeah, I think I got, like, £4.85 working in Summerfield stacking shelves.
Yeah, but that was old money, though, wasn't it? What's that in...
Shillings. No, it was post-decimalisation.
Oh, was it? Just.
Just.
71, I think, decimalisation, wasn't it? Yeah, I still... How the fuck they worked anything out pre-decimalisation? And how'd they go?
Like the Americans, basically.
Four and sixpence.
4 and 6 and some pennies. What? 4 and 6? 10 then. Do you know what I mean?
If you earned £1 a week, you were rich.
Yeah, you got a threepenny bit. A who? A threepenny bit. Who's she?
Would you call me?
Yeah. Honestly.
No, it's not. I've got some cream for it. It'll go away soon.
Just
not,
a mild itch. Yeah. Really more than anything.
Threepenny bit sounds like something your ex say about you after you split up. Yeah. And you've got a threepenny bit. Slam. Right, here's a question. Right, this might sound like a stupid question.
It's going to be. It's coming out of your face.
But that's my washing machine, not the police.
Don't think it is.
Is that the helicopter?
It's a belly popper.
Is it? A belly popper. Is that what Archie calls it? Or is it you?
No, that's what I think is BFG.
Bulge.
In the book.
So, they had decimal points before decimalisation came in with money, didn't they?
I would have thought so.
Then why the fuck were they fucking about with foreign bits and the threepenny bit? When they had
fucking
when
know.
They had an easier way. I just think, who is in charge that thought, right, I've created a money system. Okay. Sit down. I'll explain it to you for the rest of the day. It's 9 a.m. Yeah, we're going to need the rest of the day. I mean, I don't know. It was 30
there's
years,
that,
20 years.
There's that SNL sketch.
More
with,
cowbell.
I can't remember the comedian's name. But it's when they're first, they're like pretending that they're going to be the first men on land in America.
Right.
You must have seen it.
I don't think so.
I'll get it. I'll
get it up, Baron.
Pull it up, Gary. What's he called?
Jamie.
I'll pull it up for our ad break. But
pull it up.
I'll try and find it now so all of you lot can find it on YouTube. Please talk amongst yourselves.
Bulge is on you now. Are you going to play it on the pod? Because we are 37 minutes in.
No, it's too long.
So we should we knock it on there? Because we are 37 minutes in.
Washington's Dream is what you need to search for on YouTube.
Post it in the Dizzy later.
Oh, yeah.
Or on Thursday. Tomorrow, as it's otherwise known.
You might have to do it. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, then. I'll finish on this, if you don't mind. So, obviously, come to the end of another year.
Somehow.
Of podding.
You're still alive, somehow.
Yeah. Diabetes hasn't taken my foot or made you kill me.
No.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Turn out for the books.
Yeah. Another tick.
Wouldn't have bet on that one beginning of the year.
Or last year. Or the year before.
Or any of the previous 18 before, years.
Or the year before.
2 months ago.
Or the year before, yeah.
Two weeks ago.
The thing is with me and Bulge, right, is I irritate the fuck out of him when we do this. And then you can tell he just kind of... And then he sort of forgets. And then he sees me again and thinks, oh, yeah, you.
Turned up, didn't I? Yeah.
So what I would like to say is, this probably won't happen, and we do normally say this kind of bollocks, but I would like to think next year, going to come back with a bang. We have discussed things in the past, touched on them very, very briefly. Bam. And yeah, I'd like it to be a new leaf. It's a new year and everything else by the time we come back to record. as patrons, as our paying loyal listeners, should have said loyal first. Makes it sound like we're just in it for the money.
what money?
Yeah, exactly.
You got money?
You've got fucking savings account over there. Mr. Come at me.
Mr. fucking savings.
Mr. Real Tree, new wheels, all that jazz. What you can't see is Bulge's. Like, I've never seen a facial expression look so much like a sigh in my life. Anyway.
A whole body sigh.
So, we're on the Discord. You're on the Discord. If there's anything you'd like to see, if there's anything you'd like to see, anything we used to do that you miss, anything. I mean, let's say, for example, what's that thing? The great quizzes I do. You do mock them, but as a listener, if you like hearing them, we'll do some more quizzes. Do you miss Bulger's card game? We haven't done it for a while because it got infuriating. We kept getting them right within 3 fucking seconds.
Mm.
And I spent all day coming up with some clues. Easy for you to say. Yeah, do you miss Bulger's card game? Is there anything you'd like us to do? Anything you'd like to see? Any...
Or maybe like a variation on Formula One Corner?
Yeah.
You know, because that seemed to... This year especially seems to have gone off the boil. The Formula One Corner?
Well... The problem is he refuses to watch it.
Snooze fest. Because Beth doesn't watch it.
Yeah, exactly that.
To be fair, I didn't watch it before.
To be fair.
I didn't watch it before.
Did you see the thing I put in the Discord about how you were like, oh, it's better when they sounded better? And I was like, yeah, the racing was shit. And I posted up a screenshot of the race classification. The first 3 cars finished on the same lap. Everyone else had been lapped.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know.
I muted it.
What, the Formula One channel?
Yeah.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
God, you're a misery guts, aren't you?
No comment.
I know we've muted certain channels, but that's different. That's not for us.
No, that's true. We're not those people, are we?
No, we're not. Well, yeah. We're not allowed in the special
wealthy
club.
People, that is.
Wealthy.
Fucking wealthy. Jesus.
I mean, I haven't bought any new wheels recently. Have you, John?
I also haven't waved around my savings account. Yeah. There you go.
All for the internet to see.
Yeah. Lord,
the only reason I've got a savings account is to transfer my money into so any direct debits don't take my fucking money away. Transfer that across. So I won't be losing that to fucking Netflix today. So, anything you'd like to see? Formula One Corner. Here, I mean, well, you never know. We might see some things.
Things you don't want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Don't want to see that.
Things that make you go...
Things that make you go, oh!
Was it? Yeah, that would be more of that, to be fair. What's his name again? Something Tickle. John. That was an unfortunate surname, wasn't it?
It's Tess Tickle.
John Tickle. Are you ticklish?
Me? Yeah, massively.
Are you actually?
Yeah. Yeah. The difference is, though, I don't get...
You get violent.
I don't get aggressive like Bulge. Bulge is, like, terrifying if you tickle him.
He's aggressive anyway.
Exactly.
Well, it gets worse when you tickle him.
You must know this by now.
He didn't be anywhere near him.
Oh, God, he gets proper fighty.
Go on, tickle him now.
No.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, I got enough shit going on in my life. Let him have a black eye.
Don't need a shiner from Bulge. Yeah. How's recording? Well. So.
Perry did get an Xbox controller to the testicles
once. He did, yeah.
Ooh.
We wouldn't fuck off and leave me alone. It was just like, go away.
I'll be honest. I'm not. I am ticklish as such, but it's not the tick. I just. I don't know. Like, for example, I'm a bigger fella.
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
You're a fat fella.
I honestly do. It's like, don't.
Yeah.
I don't need you pointing out that my stomach is over the top of my belt. Thank you very much. I'm aware of it. I don't need you to point out that I've got breasts. Don't poke them.
Or just when a bit of ass crackery happens and someone goes, burp, I leap into the air, which I physically shouldn't be able to do. You know how they count like how a bee can fly? I don't know how I get that high when someone touches my ass crack.
Cocaine. The best one is a spanner because it's cold. Straight down the butt crack.
Yeah. But I remember Benny was helping me with when I crashed the van that time. And there's a bit of crackery going on there. And Maddie was like, bamp. And he was like, get off. But didn't move. And I was like, how'd you do that?
Yeah, no.
I got a real thing about people touching my tits.
Yeah, I hate it.
Because, I tell you for why, my fucking brother, twat that he is, would essentially, obviously faster than this, just put his hand under my tit and flick it up like that. And I, it just, and then every time anyone come, hey, I was just fucking up, right on the defensive I was.
Yeah.
Honestly. Even, like, Soph can't go anywhere near him.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And she's like, why are you so weird about it? I think, yeah, she actually said to me once, she's like, is there, like, you know, did something happen? I was like, yeah, my fucking brother happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't my uncle. It was my fucking brother just jiggling my tits.
My uncle actually loved me.
he was tender.
Anyway, get yourselves into the Discord. A bit of feedback maybe for next year is basically what we're after. If there's anything we can do that you think would be beneficial to the pod, anything you'd like to see or hear, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. That's it, basically. Thank you so much for listening this year. We do really appreciate it.
Yeah, yes. Massively. Yeah. Thank you for the support.
Yeah, I have no idea how much it's appreciated.
Go and on. on a personal note, I would like to... I'll apologise now. And not that I need to apologise. I don't need to apologise for fuck all. But I've obviously let you all know loosely in the Discord, but any of you that aren't in the Discord won't know this, but I've got some pretty heavy shit going on. Personally at the moment, that I might be here, I might not be here, and unfortunately it's a little bit on the fly as to whether I'm actually going to be here or not, so yeah, just bear with us basically.
Yeah, there might be the odd missed recording or release, shall we say.
Yeah,
mainly because as much as Bulge, it would appear, outright refuses to accept the fact that this works fantastically, A, with us three. We don't know how we've managed to luck into this, but we do work very well as a trio. We bounce off each other very well. There's probably a reason for that. Sort of waste area. Boing, boing, boing. But physically and, you know, hypothetically, we bounce off each other very, very well. I like the back and forth me and Bulge have. You're fucking hilarious. You know, we record at my house. It's, you know what I mean? We all bring something to the table that nearly broke my ankle. So there might be the odd missed one. It might be Benny. It might be Wodge or Jane's. But yeah, so it might be a bit hickety-pickety for a little bit. But yeah, just bear with us.
It might just be me and Niall talking about bumholes.
Yeah, green beef.
That does seem to be what happens.
Green beef, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
I noticed he was the only one who said he liked it.
Yeah, everyone else was like, bit bumhole heavy.
It can never be too bumhole heavy, though, I find.
If the bumhole's too heavy, it doesn't tend to lift up. But anyway.
Right, again, thank you so much for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bowl, say something pleasant to the listeners.
Merry Christmas and...
so strained, isn't it?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year's.
Yes.
Right, bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Turn the shit off.